Romans chapter 9. I say the truth in the Messiah, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have a great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from the Messiah for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption and the honor and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of Elohim and the promises? Whose are the fathers? And of whom, as concerning the flesh, the Messiah came, who is over all? Yahweh be blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of Elohim has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall their seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahweh according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calls, it was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yahweh? May that never be so. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that wills or of him that runs, but of Yahweh that shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will, he hardens. You will say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? No, but, O man, who are you that replies against Yahweh? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why have you made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Yahweh, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his magnificence on the vessels of mercy which he has before prepared to preeminence, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he says also in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living Elohim. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Yahweh make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Sabaoth has left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. End of chapter.